This is a spoiler field review of Star Wars The Last Jedi. Starring a bunch of folks you might know. First off being Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Adam Driver, Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Oscar Isaac, Andy Serkis, Lupita Nyong'o, Domhnall Gleeson, also Kelly Marie Tran, and Benicio Del Toro. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. Alright, so the synopsis is as follows. And you can actually find this synopsis on IMDb. Rey develops her newly discovered abilities with the guidance of Luke Skywalker, who is unsettled by the strength of her powers. Meanwhile, the Resistance prepares to do battle with the First Order. So yeah, that's basically what the movie's about, for the most part. I'm going to go with good, bad, and what I would change with the movie in general. So first off, some good things about it. There was a lot of action. There was a lot more action than The Force Awakens. There's quite a bit of action in Force Awakens, and just think about that and just add on more action to it. It looked amazing. That goes into my idea of the graphics. They definitely stepped it up a notch. It was one of the things where when you see this movie, you're transported into new worlds, and you definitely love every look and feel of everything that's happening. Graphically wise, it looks amazing. I'm going to say superb even. For that alone, you should definitely go see this movie, because this going out of it, it just looked great. It really did. I can't say so much more besides saying the graphics are amazing. Point blank, period. Another thing that's great is seeing more of the storyline between Luke and Kylo Ren, or Ben Solo, quotation marks right there. Seeing more of what happened with those two characters, because in The Force Awakens, you get a bit of that whole story, but you don't get too much of it. So this one actually dived deep into it. So they actually talked about how Luke got scared of Kylo Ren just because his dark force power started to grow too much, and Luke was very, very scared. It's funny because on the poster itself, Luke is in the back and like looming over everyone, and that's normally for like the bad character of the film. So it's kind of funny how they had where Luke is the bad character, which is, it's kind of crazy just because he's very, very scared, and Kylo Ren is a very strong character, especially for his age. So just to see that realm happen, it's just crazy to see what they'll turn certain characters into and how to try to switch the narrative on everyone, basically. Another thing that's great about this movie is the fact that Finn received quite a bit of shine in this whole movie. I was hoping that they wouldn't make him like a bad character, because the fact that he doesn't have force powers, he's just a regular, you know, stormtrooper turned good. So it's kind of cool to see that they didn't just put him on the back burner, that he actually had something to do in this movie, which worked out well. I'll talk about later why that was good and bad, but for now, that's a good spot where Finn is definitely not wasted at all. I like that. Next thing up is Carrie Fisher, and the fact that she was able to get her scenes in there before she passed away was very, very good. It's kind of cool to see her in this whole movie itself, and I'm surprised that they didn't let her character pass away as well in the movie. It's kind of weird in that fact. I was like, oh, okay, so what you gonna do for the third film? Are you gonna just write her off completely? Because not unless you have a lot more scenes of her shot, or you're gonna try to CGI someone else in her face. I'm not sure what they're gonna do with it, to be honest. I kind of wish that they did a good send off for her and was like, all right, you're done. Which they kind of did, but they kind of like reneged it very quickly, which it was this craziness that happened there. And actually, I'm about to just say it right now. And that's one of the bad things I have on my list. The fact that she had force powers. I actually wrote down here Mary Poppins question mark. Because what happened was General Akbar and her was in an explosion that happened on the ship itself. And it kind of killed General Akbar. He's done. And for her, she's out there in space. And then all of a sudden her force powers activated and she like flew. So, without her knowledge. And it's kind of like, oh, so is she strong in the force? Or I know she's supposed to be a Skywalker, but for her to get those powers and to show off that she's that strong in the force, it's just weird. It didn't sit right with me, to be honest, when it comes down to it. Because all this whole movie franchise, she hasn't shown too great a power, except for, you know, the link between her twin brother, which is fine, because that's made sense. And the fact that she could tell where Han is. I'm like, all right, the force enough for that. But here's where he's like, all right, you seem like you're on, like, Jedi Knight level, which kind of made me kind of weird about that. Which goes into another one. Into parents and lineage, the fact that Rey, her parents, so far, there's been a lot of speculation that this might have been just a ploy by Kylo Ren, but Rey's parents aren't special whatsoever, which leads me to believe the whole thing between her and Rey either makes sense but doesn't make sense, because her being able to see Kylo Ren and where he's at, and then the same thing for him to see where she's at, it's like, all right, that'll make sense if you guys are like twins. That'll be understandable, because when it comes down to it, it's like, all right, you had the whole history and the fact that they have Luke and Leia and how they can sense each other as well. That makes sense. But this one is like, all right, you can sense each other, but you're not related at all? This is randomly, that's the force power now. I'm like, how do you go on forward with this whole franchise when you can see each other? Is it going to be the point where they're going to try to block your mind from it? I hate this whole thing because it reminds me of Stranger Things. And when they had that device happen as well, it's a weird device. And I truly don't like it when they put it in the movies or TV shows altogether. So for me, those 2 points there, just it make me drop my score all down together. And another thing that makes me drop my score is the fact that the side mission that Finn was on, even though it was like, good to see him actually shine in this movie, his side mission, it moved the plot along a little bit because, you know, DJ Benicio Del Toro's character helped move the plot quite a bit. But for me, it felt like they wasted Finn a little bit in this movie because they made him go on a side quest. And that side quest, really, it felt like a waste of time, to be honest, because they came back to the same location, got double-crossed, and then that's basically it. So it felt like Finn wasted most of the time at another location just so they say they can move somewhere else. And all in all, this felt like this movie dragged a bit. Even though it was only 2.5 hours, it felt like it was like a 3 and change movie just because of that feature there. And when you go back and think about it, they've only been to the leaving the planet, then getting chased by the Empire, First Order. They got tracked down very quickly and very easily. And then they had a side mission, come back, still there, go down to the planet, and that's where they ended. So for the most part, you didn't have much action pieces that showed other locations or very far. And I'm not forgetting the whole Jedi temple kind of place also. But I can't even count that place because when it comes down to it, it was only shown for a couple of scenes and not much happened there as well. Just Luke trying to fight against Rey and her training and kind of training a little bit, but not really. It's just a weird kind of thing. All in all, even with those points that I made for the bad side, I still think that this movie is still something you should go see in the movie theaters. Just for the graphics alone, the action as well, and the fact that it continues the story for Star Wars. And instead of taking a step backwards, it took a step forwards. It's one of those things where it's hard to get a sequel going and a well-established franchise itself. So for me, that is a good point. So that is my review of Star Wars The Last Jedi. If you agree with me, let me know. If you disagree with me, let me know as well. I take on both ideas. You can follow me on Snapchat. I use that mostly. My username is Dwight Antc. That's DWIGHTANTC. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. You can find this review on bringontoreviews.com. And you can find other things like podcasts and all other good stuff. And yeah, that's my review. Later.